Excuse me, go ahead.
And they've always been great murder in the, not only the well-to-do people, the people that had the mansions on their home ground, but there's been, I'd say, anywhere from one to maybe several crepe myrtle bushes, shrubs, in their yard. Mm-hmm. And I get these out here. The neighbor lives across the road. His wife gave me a bush for a start. But then after she passed away, there were several sprouts in the yard. And different people had asked for them. He gave us some of them. I set them, then I bought two of the red ones from my nursery. And they were the most beautiful thing this year. I said, I may be a pauper, but I feel like a millionaire almost with my crepe myrtle. I said, you can have, you don't have to have, I know it takes a lot of money to get all of us by, but I said, I want people to remember that there's something else that can give you happiness. I know money buys pleasure. And some things it'll make you happy, but I think some things we still can do ourselves and don't have to be out so much.
I have my camera with me, and I'd like to take a picture of your crepe myrtles before I leave.
Well, they're not attractive now. I can show you a picture my daughter made, but that was after they began to shed. She intended to come and make a picture sooner, but she's a sheriff's wife, and she's busy all the time. She has to keep books, take phone calls, and make phone calls, working out at the courthouse and at home, and sitting at the prisoner's table. So she's slightly busy.
I can see. Uh-huh.
She comes to see about me, though. She hasn't thrown me down at all. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't find it. Surely I need to get some bread. Just tell me, right. Okay. Show you. And they had begun to shed, and she didn't get all of them were pink, but one, but two red ones. And she just got the picture of the pink ones.
Oh, yes.
Now, that doesn't do them any more justice. Now, they had, the rainbow shattered them some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they had such a wonderful crop of blooms.
Yes, that's really a very full crop.
There's the youngest granddaughter, 8 years old. You always have this grandparent, you know.
Very lovely child. She's got a wonderful smile, doesn't she?
Yes, she's beautiful. She isn't as sweet as the little boy, though. She's the sweetest one by herself.
I see.
You have to let grandparents be proud of their grandchildren.
Well, certainly.
Right here, I'd like to just tell about it. An expression there's one of my great grands. I had two great grands.
Oh, so he looks to be a husky boy.
Oh, it's a girl, but
oh,
he is. Yeah, she looks like. This is my son that he's down with. I was proud of him. Right here, I want to tell a little incident, an expression I heard a few years back, several years back. There's a young doctor that came to Parson. He didn't stay a little while after we lived in Decatur County. Well, he said he wouldn't mind talking with elderly people if they were interested in anything that anybody else was. He said they've just got two interests. Their grandchildren and their arthritis. Well, it was amusing, and there was truth in that. It only made me mad. I said, Lord, if you think we're that. Such ignorance, I said, he could talk to us about the weather. I guess we could talk to him about the weather anyway.
Are you proud of your grandchildren and complain about the arthritis, is that?
Yeah, said their grandchildren and arthritis, they're two subjects. And I have the arthritis and I have the grandchildren. I'm proud of them. I paid my part of it. But I said, well, you're not quite as ignorant as you make yourself. I said, if we are, I said, just to switch the subject. And I said, we could talk about the weather. We could say it's dry. We say we shouldn't rain. And if it's raining, we would tear up.
It was
a little, it was humorous, and there's some truth in it, and some of it, too, I didn't like. I didn't.